Hello and welcome to another episode of the Truth Be Told podcast. I'm your host, Brandy Kylie, and can we just start calling these episodes the Car Chronicles? Because that is where I am recording this show right now. So I guess it's just taking me back to my roots of recording from the car and the iPhone. But I wanted to pop on and talk about the topic of today, which is why you shouldn't care what other people think. Now, I know you're like, okay, people talk about this all the time, but I want to give you a different perspective on why you really, really, really should give zero fucks what people think. Because just think about the climate and where we are right now. With COVID-19 and everything that's going on, we've all been forced to address something in some way, to address a fear or to address things that we've been avoiding. This is really a time of unveiling and unmasking and seeing what matters most to you and what really doesn't. And you know what I know doesn't matter to you or to me? Other people's opinions. Think about what you were doing pre-COVID-19. And a lot of us, and this used to be me too, I would always base what I was doing or how I was moving or the decisions that I was making based on other people's opinions, reactions, and responses. And I realized that I wasn't getting anywhere. I mean, not even to say that I wasn't getting anywhere, but I wasn't feeling good about myself and I wasn't feeling fulfilled about my life. And when it's times like this, when you're stuck in the house, I don't even want to say stuck in the house, but when you're at home, you know, and you're self-quarantined or you're saying, okay, well, I'm staying in the house and can only go to the grocery store or to the doctor. What is that? What does your life look like? And more importantly, how does it feel? This is a time to really ask yourself, how do I feel? Like, how does it feel? Am I okay with being by myself? Am I okay with being with my family and my loved ones? You know, do we need to have some tough conversations right now? Do we need to just build new memories and have fun? Like, where are you right now in your life? I said this on my last episode and I'll say it again. You're not going to get this time back. So as much as we're sitting and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this to be over. Like when it's over, you don't know what the next thing is going to be. And so it's not about rushing to get this over with so that you can get back to your life, which was in the past, because that's not what's going to be in the future. It's all about optimizing this time that we have during this transition and figuring out, you know, what next steps am I going to take and how can I take those next steps based on what's really, truly, authentically me and what resonates authentically with my core, not with what other people are thinking about me, what other people's opinions may be about what I'm going to do. I can't stress this enough because so many people want to do different things with their lives. So many people may want to change their path altogether. They may have been in a career field for 10 years, let's say it's sales, and now they're like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to do something that gives me a little bit more purpose, that I have more passion for at this point in my life, and I want to do something totally, totally different. I am going to be the one to encourage you to do that shit. Like, I am all about resetting. And I think that resets are so important. I think that this time right now is a reset. And so if you are on the fence or like, I don't know, you know, what I should be doing, now is the perfect time to get off the damn fence. Like, you have time. Sit on the fence, but really weigh the pros and cons, weigh your options, really ask yourself. And I tell you guys this, but I'm going to give you some specific things to ask yourself so that you're basing your decisions and your actions and your next moves based off what you want to do. This is also outlined in my book, Powerful Affirmations. If you go to Amazon.com and search Brandi Kylie Powerful Affirmations, you will see the ebook version of my book. And I will also be releasing, don't have a release date yet, but wait for it. I will be releasing the physical, actual hard paperback copy of the book, and that's going to be available on Amazon as well. I have a few copies that I am probably going to do some type of giveaway for, so make sure that you're tuning into all my podcasts and listening to them, because I'm going to start giving out code words that you will know only if you're listening to the podcast, and do a giveaway on my Instagram at Brandi Kylie for, I think I have three or four copies to give away. So just stay tuned to that. So in my book, I actually outline how to gain this clarity, right? How to ask yourself the questions that truly matter so that you can get to the core of what it is that you want to shift or change in your life. So for example, the first step that I talk about is assessing your situation and seeing where you are currently in life, where you've been, and where you want to go. And the first thing that I suggest doing is getting a dictionary and thesaurus. I know, you can get a physical one if you're really an OG and you have the physical one, or you can simply use one on your phone, but pull up the app or get the book, the dictionary, thesaurus, and figure out how you want to feel, okay? How do you want to feel? For me, and I call these guide words, right? So the words that you're going to be looking up, you're going to be actually looking at the definition of the words, because I know a lot of times, especially with the background in education and as a former teacher, a lot of times we're saying words, we don't really know how to pronounce them, or we're not understanding the true definition of the word and even saying them correctly. So sometimes we're telling ourselves something that really isn't it. So get a dictionary and figure out and search the words that you want to feel, right? So you're also going to need a journal or a notebook, a pen. And I don't want to hear nothing because we got time, okay? We got time. So you're going to write out how you want to feel. How do you want to feel? For me, I wanted to feel inspired. I wanted to feel creative. I wanted to feel at peace, right? I wanted to feel fulfilled. Let's say those are my four words: inspired, at peace, creative, fulfilled. So you would go in the dictionary, you would look up the definition of the words to make sure that, okay, yes, the definition, yes, this is it, it's breaking down the word, this is that exactly what I want to feel and how I want to feel. So if I look up the definition of creative, it says resulting from originality of thought, expression, imaginative, productive, having the quality or power of creating. Hell yes, that's what I want. Okay, the next word, I might have said something different, but let's say I said inspired. Imbued with the spirit to do something by or as if by supernatural or divine influence. Hello, I bet you didn't even know that that was the definition of inspired. And yes, hell yes, I want that. I want to feel like something else has been, something divine, right? Something purposeful, something just for Brandi to carry out has been given to me for me to do. That makes me feel purposeful. So I want to feel creative. I want to feel inspired. Okay, that's checking out. The next one, going through my dictionary here, fulfilled. Ooh, this one is good. It's still, you see how these words are in alignment? To carry out or bring to realization as a prophecy or promise, to perform or do as duty, obey or follow as commands, to satisfy. to bring to an end, finish, or complete as a period of time, fulfill, right? Didn't I just say that? So that goes right along with wanting to feel purpose, wanting to feel creative, wanting to feel inspired. And then the last thing that I want to feel, let's just say, and you can choose, I believe I say 10 words in the book, because that gives you kind of like a fuller vision of what it is that you're trying to create for your life. But since I wrote the book and I've done this a few times, let's say at peace, I'll just use 4. The normal non-warring condition of a nation, group of nations, or the world. Okay. No. A state of mutual harmony between people or groups, especially in personal relations. Freedom of the mind from annoyance, distraction, anxiety, tranquility, serenity. Boom. There we go. That's what I want to feel. Creative, inspired, fulfilled, at peace. Wow. So now that I know these things, right? Now that I have these words, which I call guide words in the book, Powerful Affirmations. Now that I have these guide words, I can start constructing things around these feelings. Because a lot of times we're making our decisions and we're taking actions and next steps based on other people's opinions, how we want to be perceived by other people, how it's going to make us look to other people, and we're totally ignoring what we truly want and how we truly want to feel. And then we get ourselves in these spaces, these environments, we obtain these things, these titles, these material things, whatever it is. Not that any of those things are wrong, but you need the right motivation behind whatever it is that you're creating or whatever goals you set for yourself. You need the right motivation, which is your own personal intrinsic motivation and not being motivated by outside things. Because as we can clearly see in this nature and climate that we're in right now, those things can be shut down in a moment. And the only thing that you're left with is you, yourself, and you. So that's why it's really important to have these guide words. And what I would even suggest, and what I've suggested in the book as well, in my book, is, you know, posting these guide, putting them on, I don't know, index cards, or putting them in the note section of your phone, or you know, writing them on a notebook and taking a picture of it and putting it in the background, like as your screensaver on your phone, so that all throughout the day you're constantly reminding yourself of your guide words. And they're called guide words because they're literally guiding you. You're allowing these words to guide you. Why? Because these words have created this feeling that resonates with who you are authentically. And it's going back to how you want to feel. And it's gone back to assessing your current situation. You may find that when you have these, when you say these words, you're like, oh yes, it's just a reminder. Like for me, feeling creative and inspired and fulfilled and at peace, it's like, oh yeah, it's a reminder for me. But for you, when you're going through and you're creating your guide words, you may have never even thought about doing things in this way before. This may have never been presented to you in this way. So when you're thinking about it, it's going to be something new for you, and you may realize, well shit, I definitely don't feel like how I want to feel now. And that's good. That's the first step. You've assessed your situation and you figured out that something is imbalanced. Something is not in alignment with who you are authentically at your core. And now you have one tool to be able to assess that at any time from here on out and get into alignment with the core, with your core being, right? Because being is just a state, right? And if where you in a right now, we have no choice but to be at home. Okay, we have no choice but to be at home. Post it. So that's why I said it's a great time for a reset, and it's a great time for activities like this. So I just wanted to give that example and leave you guys with that first step of assessing your situation, figuring out how you want to feel, not taking into accountability how you want to be perceived by others and what you're going to do that is going to keep others from judging you or seeing you in the way that you want to be seen. No one cares. Ain't nobody seeing you right now. No way. Because you're at home. Unless you're on social media, and we know how curated that content can be. So my whole point is to be true to you and stay true to who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you're going to be lost. If you don't know who you are, you're probably feeling lost at this time. But guess what? I'm not the person to be like, oh, well, because you don't know who you are, what you want at this point, or how you want to feel, that there's something wrong with you. No, it's just it's opportunity. See it as an opportunity. So I don't want you to be down on yourself. I don't want you to feel like, oh, my life's not together. I'm a piece of crap. I should know this already. Because sometimes we do that when we get new information. I know that I used to do that. Like, why didn't I know this already? Like, I'm smart. Why didn't I, you know, get this? Why didn't this click for me? And ain't nobody got time for that either. We don't have time to, we do have time. We actually do have all the time to beat ourselves up, but that's not what we're going to use our time doing. We're going to use our time intentionally, and we're going to use our time to really elevate, reset, and be prepared for the next level, right? And to be confident about walking into whatever we're walking into with a greater sense of purpose and a deeper understanding of self. So that's all I wanted to pop on and say today in terms of why you shouldn't care what other people have to think. And if you want to know more exercises like these and different ways that you can really start being intentional with your mindset, mastering your mindset, and all of these wonderful things, then make sure that you're following me on Insta at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli. I share lots of information there. Also in my Facebook group, private Facebook group, is Pretty Purposed and Powerful. So you're more than welcome to join the private Facebook group. There's a group of women in there. We're constantly talking about different things that we're doing to stay in tune with ourselves and our intuition, and just growing and elevating and getting to that next level. Also, I do have a workshop coming up in which I will be going through basically all of the steps in my book. It is not a very, you know, lengthy book, but it is substantial in the information as well as the transformation that can come about from following the steps in order. And so I will be taking the charge on providing that virtual online class or workshop. If you are interested, you can go to my Instagram and there's a link in my bio that you can click on to register, or just shoot me a DM and say, hey, Brandy, I listen to your podcast. I have some questions about the workshop. You know, my DMs are open as of now. Y'all be getting on my nerves. Like, it's a lot of love shown in my DMs. So make sure that if you have any questions, that you are reaching out to me and seeing if this workshop would be a good fit for you. Currently, it is priced at $47. But with everything that is going on, I'm probably just going to make the workshop free this time around, at least, so that people can have access to it, that want to have access to it without having that barrier, considering all of the financial strains and burdens that may be happening for some of us. So I don't know, just rambling, but thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast if you've made it this far, and I will talk to you on the next episode.